Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mailman. Fiance. Chess. Safety meeting.
Remember Randy Moss?
Yeah. 84. Man, good. The hands on that fella.
Yeah.
He was fast, too.
What? A set of hands on that guy.
Woo! Hoo-wee! How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm tired.
You sound
I slept. I got a little something going on. The kiddos were sick this past weekend. One was pretty sick, and I think it's catching up to me. Woke up in the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and I was like, oh, no!
How did Pretty get thrown in that?
What?
You know, I'm pretty sick.
Well,
like,
you
look good while you're sick.
Well, I'm sitting up.
I'm pretty sick.
Oh, I see.
You know what I
mean? I am gorgeously sick.
Yeah. Gorgeously sick. Yeah.
We were joking around about that before we started recording today, because at the moment that we record episode 84, it is dumping snow in beautiful downtown Spokane.
Yeah, we're about to get half of snow. The wrapper snow. What are we getting? 6 inches?
Yeah.
12 inches of snow.
Uh-huh. Like, well, the pass is saying like 24 to 38 with 50 mile an hour winds. Just like, I'm like, I'm so pumped. I'm not going.
Mexico can't get here quick enough.
Yeah, getting
get
ready
the
for
fuck
that.
Fuck out of here.
I've been
staring at my weather app, and it's like, for the 10-day forecast, it's 80, 81, 81, 80, 81, 82.
Chance of rain, 86. You're like, I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah. It's nice to break
you're
it
like,
up.
You're like, 10% chance of rain.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck this vacation. No, we were joking around about just switching out like one word on common sayings, like it's dumping snow. And like people say it super aggressively. Like, dude, it is absolutely shitting outside. You're like, it's just an explosion
of snow.
Yeah, it is diarrhea from the sky right now outside. And you're like, what are you fucking talking about?
God is shitting his brains out.
God had Taco Bell. Look outside. You're like, what? But like, yeah, you're going really fast and you say hauling ass. But you can switch it to hauling dick.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that so funny?
I do that one. Because dick is a funny word.
You're like, dude, I was hauling dick to Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking up some fucking corn dogs.
Just a whole wagon of dicks.
Just a wheelbarrow.
Hauling tits. Yeah. It just fucking throw in a sexual out. Orifice.
Yeah.
I was hauling vulva.
Driving what?
Clitoris.
Volvo? No.
The Volvo? Volvo. Yeah.
Volvo.
German made.
Dude, right. Hauling puss. Dude, get here fast. Haul puss.
Yeah, dude, you need to haul puss over here real quick. Your grandma's
dying.
She's asking for you. You need to haul puss.
Your grandma's dying. You have to haul puss over here. Okay, all right.
Her cat.
How fast
her
is that?
Her fucking cat, dude. She wants to see her cat.
And like you're trying to get like one last word. How fast is hauling puss? Beep.
Yeah, how fast is a beep?
Is it the speed limit? How fast is a puss?
All right, Joe. Let's hop into this thing.
Yeah, let's get going. Well, you know about the Patreon stuff. That's how you get the bonus content.
I was going to do it. Can I get some music or something?
Yeah,
like some rock?
Is this good?
No.
Sorry, let me try something.
It's something a little more up-tempo.
I know which one you need.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. Hey, Joe, how much Patreon content do we have in there now?
Like, I mean, whatever's after 6 trillion. Fucking a puss.
Puss load of dick.
A puss load of dick content. Just thick and heavy in there.
If you want to, get your hands on some dick and a puss, head on over to sign up for Patreon.
Yeah, please do.
Because you know how you do that?
Wow.
How do you do that?
Patreon.com/CandyDopePodcast www
the World Wide Web.
Web. AOL.
And if you want to see some content on the show, send it to heyguys@CandyDopePodcast.com.
Woo! Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it. you were so pumped to do it. What happened?
I was nailing puss.
The whole time? How many episodes back was it where we had the petty beef about the wife that made the husband say please?
I don't remember because we were recording ahead of time in this episode, so it could have been.
I mean, I think it was months ago.
Yeah,
I think it was 6 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but she wrote in about the guy would she would say please.
Wait, honey, get me some water. What do you say? Use your what's the magic word and make your grown ass husband be like please get me a glass
so
of water.
So condescending.
Yeah.
So she wrote in, she said, good afternoon. My husband sent a petty beef regarding saying, please, I just need to let you know that I started to do this to help our children. But when I noticed it bothered him, I started doing it all the time because it was funny and enjoyable to watch him be uncomfortable saying, please. Thank you, Diana.
See, I approve.
Yeah.
Like, just making him squirm.
Anytime you do something to fuck with somebody, especially when it makes them mad, it's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Especially when, like, they're legally bound to you and they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just, like, anytime, like, someone gives you that power, because they're like, I do something that pisses you off. Don't tell me it pisses you off, because I'm going
to
do it.
Just imagining the thing, honey, I want a divorce. What do you say?
I want a divorce.
Please.
Please.
Okay. All right. Good.
No. The answer is no.
The answer is no. But good job using your big bird words.
Thank you for using your big kind words around our children. Mm-hmm. Chitlins.
Your child.
As Zach would say. Speaking of Zach.
Hey,
Chitrins.
Zach. Hey, Zach.
Chitrins, yeah. Chitrins.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
God, you were all covered in snow when you came in.
Yeah, I feel like the abominable snowman.
Nice.
That's great.
Should we haul some puss right into the show?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've just done everything.
I plow some puss into the show.
Plow some puss into the show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yo, he did it!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I figured if I'm going to do it, it's going to be, you know.
You got to do it. Nice. Yeah,
like a cannibal corpse.
Pig squeal.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing today, Joe? We're doing a Would You Rather.
Okay.
This was one I found on the internet.
Okay. I remember that. The internet?
Yeah, the internet.
It's a cool place.
Worldwide webs.
Yeah, it's a cool place out there.
I was on Netscape Navigator and I found this. Okay. Would you rather come randomly in public for the rest of your life?
Okay, all right.
Or never be able to come again?
Come.
At all.
At all. Just get rid of, I mean, that would solve a lot of issues. Just the way that men are wired.
If they're you're driven like, to
can't
just,
come.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So many more hours in the day.
But don't you think that urge to jizz is like a reason you're motivated to do things? Like,
yeah.
I think for a lot of guys that you want to go out and get a high paying job, they want the nice things, they want to attract women
and provide
that they can get so then they can in turn jizz.
Come on it.
So if there's no motivation for that, you know, maybe the women start ruling the world.
Well, you're just one guy.
Because it's a man's world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because of cum.
Yeah.
It's because I want to cum on it. Hey, me.
It's me again.
It's me again. I want to come all over your tits. And I'm not going to stop until I do.
Here we go. Here we go.
Or come randomly in public. I mean, that's going to be jail time. You have to wear a diaper.
Yeah, you're coming in your pants, though. You're not pulling your dick out, right?
I mean, I assume so.
You can get away with that. You'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, randomly, that's scary. There are people that do, I mean, I think it's women that they have like uncontrollable orgasms all the time. Mm. And they have to just deal with that.
What a burden.
But it would be.
No, sure it would be.
If you're at the library for like, like books and toddlers read-a-thon. And you're just like.
What if you're a manager and you're like, you had a day full of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone comes in, what can you provide for the company?
Oh. Sorry, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Oh. Excuse me, Jessica. Yes, boss. Do you have those reports that I asked for?
Put them in my box.
Put them in my box. My box. Just leave me.
She's singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say.
Yeah, there's some professions you couldn't
have. Can you?
By the dawn's early.
What's up?
Probably we, I'm gonna come.
And the home of
the. Yeah, you get it.
And then the jets fly over.
Jets fly over. Everyone's like, what did I just fucking. Why am I jerking off? Everyone in this, all the dudes all in the stands are like, why am I hard? I didn't come to the Eagles game to get a fucking hard on. This is not good. She's not allowed to do this anymore. Yeah, there's certain jobs you definitely couldn't have just randomly coming in public, like being a lawyer and you're in some heated debate.
Yeah.
And that's why, Your Honor, I believe.
You get held in contempt.
Yeah. I'll fucking hold something.
Mr. Johnson, please approach the bench.
I can't.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, do you have, because you're going to be hard, or do you just come? Like, is there any warning signs? Like, you're just hanging out, you're not even thinking about whatever, and your dick's just like, sup, dude?
No.
And you're like, oh, no.
I think it's like,
it's like loaded
it's gun. Your normal life.
But your dick just comes about it.
Let's say you're having sex with someone.
Or your vagina, you just got some cums going on.
Yeah, you're like, you're having sex in a room,
mm-hmm,
with a lovely man or woman, and you're just like, and you're like, I'm gonna kill. And instead of
by the end of this, have you ever talked about that when you like the dirty talk? That's the super obvious thing. We're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking come, and I'm at the end of this, yeah, and you're like, what?
Oh man, in like 30 seconds.
God. Oh my god, my dick is so hard, and I'm putting it inside you, and then when I'm done, I'm gonna come.
It's outside. No, it's inside. No, it's outside.
Am I a magician? Am I a magician? Am I hiding?
Where'd it go?
Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you till I come. And you're like, I know.
I know. That's pretty much.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole point of this whole activity.
We're going through this whole charade.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm going to come outside.
Outside, not inside. Right now I'm inside and I'm outside.
No, I mean outside.
I'm
going to go outside. Oh, I'm going to come. Where are you going? I'm going to come.
He's here at like the deadbolt. Yeah.
Click,
I'm going to come. Your pullout game is so good. You just come outside. Like you pull out and just go to the porch and come on it?
Yeah, right in the ring.
Because I'm not risking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. come in the backyard.
Off the balcony.
You're like, oh fuck, I'm going to come. And you just run out the door. You just jerk off into the lawn.
Well, that's what you'd have to do with this.
Well, it says you'd randomly come in public for the rest of your life, but does that mean that you can't come when you want to come? Or is that just mixed into it? You can come when you're having sex, but you're also going to have just randomly come as well. Because that really does change the entire question for me.
If you're just going about your business and then you do.
And you come, but do I still get to come when I want to? Yeah.
Because, yeah, if there was no buildup, so like we're just sitting here and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, God. It just happens. It would be pretty sweet, though. Just like.
It'd be cool for 2 days.
Yeah.
Maybe a day.
But that'd be a nice little surprise, but it'd be terrifying sometimes. You're like, every time you're going to do something, like, so like.
Getting married, you're like, please don't come.
This plays into my, what are you thinking about? But,
okay.
So we had the pest control come. Guy came over and jizzed in the house and then
I'll
left.
Take care of these cockroaches. Yeah. He starts jerking off in your house.
Yeah, I'll show him.
You know what they hate? What? Come. He just puts his pants down, starts jerking off in the corner. Like, I don't like this.
He's like, where do you see these cockroaches most? Over there. He's like, all right,
no problem. He just drops his pants. Just all you see is man ass.
Yeah, he's just like, just give me a second. If you got any chores you need to do.
Come here, little cockroach.
So what I was going to say was that I had to... that guy was coming over. So I usually get in the morning, I wake up and like make a coffee and sit in the hot tub and kind of get woken up
mm-hmm.
in the cold. And I knew that guy was coming at some point. God, this sounds
nice.
Because he comes in public.
Yeah.
They just kind of show, it's like the cable man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a span of time they show up. So I was just, like sitting around, just wait, like sitting on the couch. I had my towel and my coffee that I wasn't drinking yet. I'm just sitting there waiting. Just waiting for the guy to show up.
He'll be here.
And then he did, and then he was just sitting in my driveway forever. I'm like,
what are you doing?
I was like, what are you doing, jerking off?
I don't have any bugs out there.
Yeah.
They're in here, bud.
It's for mice.
Yeah. Oh. There's no mice in the driveway, buddy. Come in here.
Yeah, they're all inside.
Come in here. They're not in your van. Get in here, buddy. Don't be scared. But never being able to come again. Like, no orgasms. On a scale of 1 to Zach. No, but Zach, how important are orgasms to you?
I'd say quite important.
Yeah, of course. Cool. They're pretty cool.
Well, here's
a question. Can you like go through the motion like you're having sex? Like, ooh, this is really good, but it just never, or is there no like,
I think you become a giver.
Yeah. I think you're just there. You're just browsing.
You're a walking dildo now.
No, well, you can get hard and you can do that. And you'll be like that. Like, but how long can you pretend that you're like, this is fine. This is my life now. Or just come in public and just have to deal with it. Have wet underpants. Or have to wear just some wear sort of guard.
Wear a condom around.
I know. We talked about
you
that.
You just have condoms all and you're like, you have to go in the bathroom, rip it out, throw it in the trash, and put another one on. You have
a fanny pack of condoms on?
Mm-hmm. Start carrying a back purse.
Yeah.
It's just full of condoms.
Just overflowing. Oh, one second. Can I see your ID? 1 second. You're just like thumbing through 800 fucking condoms. That's not it.
Would it be like a catheter, but like a comforter?
Comforter.
Like a blanket?
Yeah, your blanket would for sure be a comforter.
Yeah, so yeah. It's instead of a catheter for peeing, it's just like you ejaculate into this bag.
I think I'm going to pick just randomly coming in public, opposed to just never being able to come again.
Yeah, because that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
You could figure out a way to hide it.
Yeah. Yeah. But probably, yeah, a lot more peace of mind just having to just getting rid of that whole thing too. But it's going to affect your relationships. That's for sure.
I wonder if you get that tantric power if you never came again, like some kind of superpower, like just Sting
built up.
Yeah.
Testosterone, maybe you become no really smart though too. Like you're fucking Einstein.
Yeah. You're like,
because man. All your motivation is,
well, I can't do that. So I guess I'll do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even with that as a possibility, I'm going to choose just covering my pants at the jungle gym for sure.
During 5-on-5 at the gym.
Yeah, playing basketball. It's a breakaway and you're going in for a layup. Just fucking wobble your legs out and trip and fall down.
Just imagine.
Sorry, guys, I came. What?
Imagine that's being at like a fucking funeral or something where mm-hmm. you're just like, you're standing up there and the family's there and you just. Standing at the podium talking about things and you're just like
sorry. Oh jeez. You start crying.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
oh, he must be really sad.
He must be really sad. And you're like,
so you're just bummed out you came in your pants. in all reality. All right.
I'm gonna go with that too, just because it would suck to not be able to
come. Okay. Well, we're all
that's just such a driving force.
Let there be cum.
Yeah. Let there be cum.
Let my penis come.
Let my semen go.
Let my semen go.
All right, well, you hinted towards it, so now I'm super curious to hear about your, what are you thinking about?
Okay.
All right, let's roll it. Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Go.
So I love this time of the year because it's, well, right now it's like 0 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, but when this happened.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it was cold here for a bit.
It was -6 when I woke up that morning.
So like a wind chill of -35. It was a miserable stretch up here. Nice.
But I was really excited to to get in the hot tub that morning because it was like
I can understand why.
But the thing is it's so cold outside, so my face started to hurt. It's like a good, nice contrast, but like I couldn't sit because my face fucking hurt.
Well, yeah, if you go underwater and you pop up and your everything freezes.
Yeah,
it was that type of cold.
It was that type of cold. So so I'm waiting for the pest guy to show up. Like I said, and he shows up. He comes. Nice. In the corner. Mm-hmm. and then he leaves.
What would your motto be if that was just the one-star reviews on that pest, the company? Like, there's just nothing but one star, just one five-star. But like, I don't know, I was pretty impressed that he was be able to come so fast. The cockroaches and mice are rampant.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
but
didn't fix the pest problem, but wow, but
had a nice ass.
Yeah,
and it's just like from Tracy H. One five star. Yeah.
Four people found this helpful.
We come, they're done. That's something on the side of the minivan they roll up in.
That would be a lot of fun to come up with the name for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that, we're like a pooping, like a plumbing, we're number two in the number, or out, number one, number two business.
Out cock the roach. See,
nice.
I got some things going. Anyway,
so some things brewing.
Some things brewing.
So
they showed up, jerked off in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, jerked off the corner and left. And so I was like, sweet, I'm going to go get in the hot tub. And this was like a really cold. So I was sitting there for probably an hour trying to do like the sit out, kind of cool off. And then then it just got so fucking hot because I was in there for so long. So I get out and take off because I was wearing underwear, take off, dry off. So just completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this hot tub in your Tesla? Sorry.
No. It's powered.
Pushes a button and it just turns into a car.
Yeah, dude.
Your fart bubbles in the hot tub power the Tesla. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. Hydroelectric.
Well, there's no engine in the front, so I could probably put a little hot tub in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Little teeny one.
A tiny guy.
Little teeny one.
Just for your toesies.
Just for feet, like a foot bath. Foot hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that'd be natural gas. Sorry.
Ooh.
Feet up, dude.
I get it. So, I was in it for so I got out and like took off, like it was just wearing underwear. So I took those off and hung them up in the shower to dry off. And I'm like, fuck, it's just like hot. Cause I was in there for so long. So I hung up my towel and just went and like laid in the bed and was like browsing on my phone just to like kind of cool down. Cause my body was so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm laying there. And my dog, so I have a little Yorkie. And our bed is probably like, how high is that?
Well,
three feet,
3.5 feet, yeah.
3 feet off the ground. So we got these little cloth stairs for the dog to go up and down.
Yeah.
And so sometimes what happens is if we're in there, so we put the stairs outside for the couch so she can go up and down the couch. And if we ever spend time in the bedroom, we bring them into the bedroom so she can go up and down the bed. And so I'm laying in there. I'm like, oh, fuck. And the stairs were out in the living room. So I'm laying there trying to cool off. And I'm like, I was drinking coffee and got this urge to poop.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to go poop. And I got up and I'm like, shoot. I can't leave her in the bed because if I go poop, she's going to be barking to get down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get up mid-poop to come let her off the bed.
Right.
Or she's going to get tired of waiting. She's going to jump off the bed and bust all of her legs because mm-hmm. she's a little teeny dog. So I'm like, fuck, I'll just go get the stairs then. So completely naked, which is, I always do that. Just like underwear and naked walk around is fine. So I get up, just walking out to the living room like mm-hmm. it's nothing. Just dong hanging out. Just completely naked. And I walk over to the couch to grab the stairs. And right as I'm doing that, the mailman is walking right up to the house to drop off the mail.
Carl Malone?
Yeah, Carl Malone. Carl Malone.
Just throwing a dime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Call me Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking out there and he does this little, like, he walks up and, you know, just because the window you can see in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of does this little head turn and I was reaching for the stairs, looked down, and I think we made eye contact. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of grabbed the thing and like lift up the stairs, trying to block. And then he kept walking, and I was just kind of standing there for a second, look over my dog. She's looking at me like, you know, I'm like, do you think he saw me? Think you saw me naked?
This is the whole thing right now?
Yeah, like, do you think you saw me naked? Like, mm-hmm. do I need to say something? And mm-hmm. so I was like, maybe he didn't. So I just like, fuck it, grab her stairs, go back, put them in the bedroom, walk back into the bathroom, take a dump, come back out. And then I start, like, I'm walking around the house, like, I put some underwear on, walking around the house, and it's going back and forth, like, did this guy fucking see me naked? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm bringing package, he's bringing package.
Joe's certain that he saw you naked, he loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was delivering package and maybe saw
so
package.
So were you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had something for pickup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I needed to put lift the flag up.
Just, did you stick your dick through the mail slot?
And then lift the flag up, yeah.
Like, so in the door, he walks
come
up,
and get it.
He opens it to put mail in, your dick's just in it. And he's like, whoa. Oh, God. He takes his AirPod out.
Forgot one for you.
You forgot one.
Return to sender.
Yeah, you have a little address all written out on your dick. Stamps. Stamps on your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a big package, so it takes two stamps, yeah.
This thing's going really far.
I don't know. They could probably fit that one in like a little envelope.
They're like, we'll just put this through media.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not a big deal.
So I've...
this could be machine sorted. Not a big deal.
It's been a few days,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if the guy saw my schlong, but I keep, like, I see him walk up because Murray starts barking whenever she sees him. And I'm still to this day, so I'm kind of like, do I need to go confront this guy? It's keeping me up at night.
If, like, you do confront him, you need to confront him naked. That would have been even funnier.
Hey, did you see me naked? I do now.
Hey,
does this look familiar?
Hey, sorry. Yes. Hey, sorry about that. You just, like, scare him. Like, did you see me naked the other day? And you're just standing in the door fucking naked? No? And he, okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, cool. Phew, man. I was really worried about that.
Walk back in the house. That was a close one, huh?
Have a good day.
Yeah.
He's walking up to the house every day with, like, fucking binoculars. He's just hoping. He's hoping to see that naked bri.
I'm assuming it was a man. Because they, like I said, it was really cold.
So, yeah.
So just all bundled up. And all I saw was a face.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking Kenny from South Park.
Just eyeballs peeking through layers and layers of clothing.
Maybe it was a gal.
Could have been. No. Does it matter either way?
Well, no, because I mean, it doesn't matter. But, and I guess I'm in my own house, so it's not public nudification.
Yeah, I think that's the right word. I've done that. I've risked the nakedness. And I'm not sure if we've talked about this on the show before, but, like, this particular time that I'll always remember, it was, you know, it was bedtime. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And we had the house was on a corner and they had giant windows. But then we had the curtains, and this particular time, like, the curtains got caught. So I just, like, all right. And I just stood up on the couch and I'm in the window moving the curtains, and I look out and it's just like people walking.
Just hanging dong.
Right by. And I'm just like one leg up on the back of the couch, like doing the.
Just confident.
Yeah, doing the Captain Morgan pose.
Yeah.
And just shaking the curtains.
So your dick's just kind of bouncing around.
And they're caught on something. I'm like, ah. And I look out there and they're just standing there, just like. There's no way they didn't see
me. They're caroling.
The windows are fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know, they're like 8 feet. Like, they're fucking huge.
Yeah.
And all sides, I'm just like, hello. And I just saw them and I just went, what? Just, like, slid it shut. And then I was like, well, fucking not my problem.
That was pretty much the same thing. Cause our house, you know, it's like the floor, it's elevated a little bit from the outside and it's a big window. Mm-hmm. So this person walking, they're definitely like looking up and, you know, I'm just like, in all of its glory.
Hello there.
And then I walk out and I pick up some stairs, some claw stairs. And now that I'm thinking about it, that probably looks extra weird because they have like those sex pillows and stuff that you can arch over and everything. Mm-hmm. Like now I'm thinking like maybe that's what he saw, some naked dude picking up an arch pillow to go fuck.
Probably just made him jealous. He's like, oh,
man. He probably came in his pants.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah.
Both. Like I said, I don't know.
Yeah. Zach, you ever gotten busted naked through a window?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm very careful. That. Very, you know, under the covers.
Methodical. Mm. See, I'm not at home.
It's dicks out all the time.
My wife has warned me several times, just like walking around, because I'll take the trash out just in my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this. We live on a really busy road, so there's just people that have seen my underwear all the time.
That's funny.
Like, I posted a video one time. I was out. My wife came back from the grocery store. I went out in a tank top and my underwear getting the groceries. And there's just cars going by. And she actually grabbed my phone and recorded that I was doing that. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, that's just how...
just how it goes.
Just how it is. I'm in my house, man. Well, I'm not.
This
not
is my there, kingdom. But, yeah. I get you. I'm
like, if people are looking that hard to see something, I'll let them see.
Listen, get your kicks. All mm-hmm. right.
It's however a Moses Lake thing.
It's a Moses yeah. Lake thing. Yeah.
I'm just out there like the fountain, man. I'm just out there for everyone to see. Flowing. Whoever drives by,
fucking moving stairs, swinging dong. You know.
That's right.
That's what I always say.
Moving stairs, swinging dong. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, so I feel like I need to, obviously, like, it's not a question.
Just keep being you.
It's a question I don't want to, like, you don't want to ask the guy, like, hey,
did you see my dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the follow-up?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. If he says yes, then where do I go from there?
Both, yes or no.
Yeah.
No. Would you like to? Yes. Did you like it? There's no good follow up.
It's kind of like a focus group.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the penis? Yes.
Yes.
What were your thoughts?
What were your thoughts about it? I don't know. It's kind of like a dick. Okay.
It's a multiple choice. Like happy, sad, shocked.
All the above.
All the above. Just all D's all the way down.
Nice. All right, let's move off.
These nuts.
Let's get into some.
Got it. Got it.
Let's get into some dick. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Zachy Poo.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Dick. All right. You wanna read this story?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here.
Yeah. Pull it up.
All right. Chinese chess champion stripped of title after defecating in hotel bathtub. Alleged anal beads cheating.
What's this guy? This guy's living like a rock star. Like, if it opened up and says Guns N' Roses stripped of Grammy after defecating in hotel hot tub and alleged anal beads cheating, I'd be like, oh, Guns N' Roses.
I'd be like, nah, that was a wild time.
God, man. Living the dream.
I remember those days.
You just don't picture seeing chess champion in that headline.
And, okay. And an old Chinese guy. Like, that just doesn't, you know, like, old Chinese guy doesn't seem like he's doing that. I don't know a lot of old Chinese guys, but it just doesn't seem like that's what they're doing.
Living his best life.
Maybe they are, though. What do I know?
Yeah. I'm not part of the chess circuit. I'm not sure how crazy things get.
It's just wild. It's one of those things that's just fucking crazy. Just trafficking and...
waiting for the Netflix documentary about chess champs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened? The world Chinese chess... Oh, this is going to be tough.
Don't even try it.
Zhang Xi is an uproar over rumors of cheating and bad behavior scandal that saw the national champion stripped of his title.
Okay.
I love that. Like, you won the biggest thing you can win in Chinese chess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you're fucking Tom Brady, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're, who else?
there's a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Phil Russell.
You're the you're the thing.
Yeah.
Like you're the pinnacle. The prophecy of your sport. And you're shitting in hot tubs and sticking things up your butt.
Dude, that's something Pete Weber would do. Who do you think you are? I am. Like that's what that guy's doing, not this guy.
Yeah. And the next day you're like fucking Pete Weber, busted for shitting in a hot tub and sticking anal beads in his butt.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Did you see him?
Did you see he just won his fifth championship?
He's on cloud nine. Leave the guy alone. I mean, you know how many turkeys this guy's got? He's earned the right to shit in a hot tub.
This guy's got more turkeys than a fucking...
Thanksgiving dinner, dude.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
This guy's mashed more... Never mind. All right. 48-year-old Yan Shenglong beat dozens of contenders last week to win...
Go ahead.
Win the national title of Zhang Kuai.
It's not even a word.
But
Zhang Kuai.
I think it's like Zhang Kui.
Okay.
God, Kui and Long. Zhang Shlong. Yeah. But great. The victory was short-lived after the celebration ended with him defecating in a bathtub.
Oh, it was a bathtub, not a hot tub. Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah,
huge difference.
Yeah, okay.
The Chinese Jiangxi Association announced Monday that he would have his title revoked and prize money confiscated after it had been caught disrupting public order and displaying extremely bad character.
What do you want from this guy?
Dude, the dude just beat.
How high is the bar out there in the chess world? Well, you can't shit in a bathtub. They're like, no.
If that's that, I don't want to be a part of that world.
That's why I don't play chess.
Right.
Right? I just can't. These expectations they have on me.
Well, anytime that you're like, if I win a championship in a sport, I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
And
if I can't shit in a bathtub and put anal beads in my butt,
then I'll go to the NBA.
Right.
Where that's clearly I can do all those things.
Yeah. That's why Bobby Fischer stopped, I think. I don't know.
Was that a Fischer joke?
I don't know. Anal
Fischer joke?
I think it's a chess player joke.
Oh, cool.
What about Waka Waka? What about what Fisher was the chick that shot Joey Buttafuoco's wife? Amy Fisher. Anybody remember Amy Fisher?
Anal Fisher?
No? Am I the only one?
No, I remember, yeah.
I've made two Joey Buttafuoco references 2 weeks in a row. And I've got nothing in return.
It made an impact on your life and no one else's.
Yeah. No one has acknowledged those amazing references. All right.
Okay.
He was also banned from playing for a year. So he probably defend his championship.
Right. Yes, just watch other people be like, I know that motherfucker's gonna shit in the bathtub. Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have filmed it. God damn it.
Damn it.
God, I fucking knew.
Jan consumed alcohol with others in his room on the night of the 17th, and then he defecated in the bathtub. Then he defecated in the bathtub of the room he was staying in on the 18th, in an act that damaged hotel property, violated public order and good morals, had a negative impact on the competition and the event of Zhang Pai or Kui, and was extremely bad character, the association said in a statement.
Fuck, I'm standing with him, dude. Who cares?
I stand with Jan.
I stand with Jan. I shit with Jan. Shit in a bathtub. Who fucking cares? It's a bathtub. Grow up. Who's not done worse shit when being hammered drunk? Besides shitting in a bathtub. I love
if that's what his thing was. Like, seriously, people. Seriously.
Like, did you see fucking Yang Qi?
Yeah.
You see what he did?
Zhang Li was over there fucking...
He shit in the sink.
Yeah.
He shit in the sink the same time, but he didn't win the chess championship. He got runner-up! So runner-up shits in sinks, and I take a big sink and shit in it, and I lose it? A bathtub's just a big sink! And they're like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you bathe babies in a sink, and I bathe in a bathtub. It's just a larger sink.
The fun part is coming up here.
Okay. The association was also forced to address rumors circulating online that Jan had cheated during the competition by using anal beads equipped with wireless transmitters to send and receive signals.
That's genius.
Jan allegedly clenched and unclenched rhythmically to communicate information about the chessboard via code to a computer, which then sent back instructions on what moves to make in a form of vibrations, according to the reports circulating on the Chinese social site Weibo.
Imagine bringing that to the table. Like, this is going to sound crazy. But I'm seeing Jan keeps clenching his butt cheeks in Morse code. And it's really weird. And then he keeps coming. I think there's something in his asshole. And he's cheating. Like, how funny is that? Like, how funny, and that's genius, to just be sitting there, straight-faced, chess tournament, as a 48-year-old man, and just looking and just going.
And then you make your move, and then click,
and then you hit the little look, click. And the guy's just like, this guy's taking forever. And then he just goes, you see, you're like.
Just a cell phone.
And he's Okay. And just moves. Moving. And goes, your turn.
He's like, what?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
where was I? And the other guy moves right away. He's like, just immediately moves it. And then he goes, okay. And just bouncing up and down a little bit, doing Morse code with his butt cheeks. Back to his own computer.
Well, and a picture like you have this team of people doing it. It's like, was that a double clench or was that a single? Yeah. Hey, Jan, we need to do it again.
Do it again. My ass is getting exhausted. You're getting a little sloppy with your fucking ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Come on, step
Morse
it up.
Code is.
You're just kind of giving us like weird squeezes and no one knows what's happening. He's like, I have to poop. That's what he sends back.
Right. I have to poop.
I have it's to like, poop.
You like, can hold it.
Yeah. You have to hold it.
You got to win this championship first. Then you can poop all you want.
That sounds like a crazy accusation, but also genius way to cheat.
Well, what's funny is I saw an episode of It's Always Sunny from the new episode from the new season. And Frank did this, and I thought it was a funny concept. It was like, it was hilarious. And then I read the story. I'm like, wait, is this a thing that happens? Mm-hmm. Like, did this happen before that? Or did he get the idea from them? So maybe this is a thing that happens.
Yeah. And I remember seeing little spats of this article. I mean, I want to say like a year ago of the anal bead fucking chest cheater. So I don't know which one came first. Like maybe someone saw that episode and then made an accusation against him online and they caught fire because it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But also really funny and also would work. So I think it has all the right like fittings to make a great story. They said like in the article it's impossible to prove if he was cheating with anal beads, but I'm like, I guess, kind of. You check his butthole for anal beads?
Maybe that's why he shit, because he was in the bathtub. He's pulling the anal beads out, and he shit.
Yep, just shit them all out.
Hey, I think we just solved it.
Detective Brian, hard at work.
He's in warm water so he could pop them out, and as soon as that last one came out, he just shit everywhere.
It could be it, man.
Maybe the runner-up was helping him.
Yeah, yeah. He knew something was up, so he got Jan drunk. And he's like, all right, John, it's time to go shit your anal beads out in the bathtub. I mean, okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're right. I got to get these things out of here. I'm already
all right, guys, let's get these anal beads out of my butt.
Who wants to help me? And this runner-up's like, dude, I'll fucking help you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell everybody
yep.
what you've done.
I'm gonna...
The disgrace you've become, Jan.
Because then he'll become the champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll smart.
Get slid right in there. All right, let's move off to our next piece of dick here.
Okay.
This is a new fear that is being, I mean, this is a real fear because we're so goddamn connected to our phones, but psychologist describes a new phobia on the rise and it's nomophobia.
You know, what's funny. I was writing this and I was writing nomophobia and it wanted me to correct it to homophobia. It kept doing that. And I had to click off of it. I was like, no, I'm not trying to write homophobia.
No, this is different. This is new.
This is way different.
Keep up, computer. Have you ever wondered what your life would be like without a smartphone? Some may envision a life of peace without distraction, whereas some may see a life with less convenience and connection. Others, however, may feel terrified of the idea entirely. Psychological research has uncovered a new fear, nomophobia, where individuals become filled with dread, anxiety, and panic at the thought of being without their smartphone. I mean, I get it. To measure the severity of this phobia and its impact on daily life, researchers have developed a test designed to assess and diagnose nomophobia. This tool not only sheds light on the prevalence of this modern anxiety, but also prompts a broader discussion about our dependence on technology and its implications for mental well-being. It goes on to say like what it is. It's like it's no mobile phone phobia. So nomophobia. You got it.
Kind of like FOMO.
Your FOMO.
Fear of.
You're missing out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. I mean, our lives depend on being connected. I wish it was less connected, but it's only going to get crazier and I guess worse in quotes of just dependence on technology as humans continue to become one with Skynet.
Dude, it's funny. Like our generation grew up before smartphones and with smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I get home, I can kind of like throw on a show or whatever and get away from the phone. Mm-hmm. But if you decide to pick up the phone, I mean, you could spend hours of just doing stupid shit when all you were going to do was check the weather.
Right.
So kids that are growing up now with that's all they know, like my kids, the idea of anything other than smartphones or like a Switch, a tablet,
mm-hmm.
they think it's weird that we didn't have that because that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So you take, it's like anything else. Like I remember my dad would say, like, you know, I used to, kids and their devices. Like I remember I used to play with a stick. I'm like, yeah, because that's all you had.
Like, yeah, and that sounds fucking lame, yeah. Bro.
Would you really, if given the chance to go back in time, like, would you take a stick or a Nintendo Switch?
Nintendo Switch.
You're doing the Switch.
He's like, I don't know. They make a Nintendo stick. You're like, no, Dad, they don't. Of course, you take the Switch over a fucking stick.
But it's that generation gap. But we're right on the edge, so we can see. We know what it's like to be like without it and with it.
Mm-hmm.
So. The snowmophobia is like, it's going to be, it's a real thing for kids growing up now because their entire, my son is 8 and he was asking, like he was asking Santa
mm-hmm.
for a phone. And we were like, I don't know, buddy. Like, I don't, those are kind of like adult things. I don't think that they.
I don't know. You've kind of been a piece of shit this year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect. Honest. Let's be honest. You fucking sucked.
I shared a cell phone with my mom when I was a. Mm-hmm. First year in college, I think.
In college,
or like first year senior. Senior.
Senior.
Senior. Senior. I hardly knew her. My senior year of high school that we shared. Then I think I got my own when I started going to college.
Was it a razor?
No, it was a Nokia brick.
Nice.
With snake on it.
Yeah.
But so these kids now, like, they're 8 years old and they want a phone. But mm-hmm. it's not just a phone to them. It's like, it's YouTube. It's all this shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's theirs. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go out somewhere and you don't have that, of course, that's going to be a legit fear. Because mm-hmm. that's all you know.
Mm-hmm. And having a teenage daughter, like, her getting in trouble and losing her phone access, like, it's like basically taking away heroin from somebody. Like they, like she's okay.
Joe, you can't come for a week.
Oh, what? Fuck, this place sucks. Fuck you, Mom.
Fuck you, Mom.
Fuck you, Mom. I'm going to come so hard in 1 week. Fuck you.
You're going to watch.
Well, you're going to cheer me on. But like she does pretty well with it, but I've seen other kids that get it taken away and they don't even know what to do. Like all of their social life is in it. All of their contacts, how they talk to their friends, all their videos, what they do when they're bored. So it's like that mindless entertainment part. Like we would use video games for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that, but also they use their phone for the same shit that we used AOL for. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, oh shit, I'm bored. I'm going to go pretend to be a lesbian and fucking AOL chat for 2 hours and use up all the minutes on this free CD that was sent. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that too. How funny it'd be to if you held on to all those, and then now you sent them out to family.
Yeah,
like 15 minutes of free AOL CDs for Christmas.
Roaming.
Yeah,
like free 50 free roaming hours.
Yeah, free 30 minutes of AOL online. And like you send those out as Christmas presents. Like fucking hate Joe so much. You just have so many of them. You got the big 1 hour one. Fucking what?
Mm.
And fucking 15 minutes of it was trying to connect.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. They would get coming back for more.
Yeah.
But it's not even their fault. It's not.
No.
It's not kids' fault. They don't know.
Well, it's what the world is.
It's.
You can take that away and have them grow up differently, but eventually they're going to get integrated into that technology.
Yeah. And all you'd be doing at that point is a disservice because then they wouldn't know how anything works. Mm-hmm. It's like when you put someone who didn't grow up with something in a job where they have to know of technology and they're like, I don't know what to do.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the generational gap too. Like I mean, I have tendencies to do this, but I really try not to. And like look down on the younger generations because everything that they have is we provided for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like we provided them social media. Our generation built social media
right.
for them. All they're doing is using it. We built it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like, can you fault someone for wanting to have a fucking tablet? No, because it's awesome.
They're pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
If I could have had a fucking iPad when I was a kid, you're goddamn right. I would have spent so many hours on that thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were the kids that were playing video games, and parents told us we have to go outside because we're playing video games too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't not guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. Yelling at your dad, like, God, find a new stick.
Yeah.
You've been playing with that stick for 3 hours. Get a new stick.
But the guy, the...
Your stick sucks, dude. Yeah,
his dad.
It's like, dude, God, get a better stick. You fucking bummed me out.
Back in my day, the stick was like, you didn't have this to...
You had a bilge. I had to go find a set. I had to go uphill both ways to go find a good stick.
Yeah, you just walk outside and there's a stick available.
All these sticks.
I had to go into the woods and like cut my own stick. To
get my own stick. You don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah. My dad?
Oh.
Dude, that...
He had to use a stick to kill a woolly mammoth.
Yeah. So every generation is a little bit softer, and it's the previous generation's fault.
It's true.
It's why kids can't afford a house now.
Well, that's inflation. That's just because we're going to fall and crumble. Well,
but it's not their
fault.
It's not 20-year-olds' fault now that they can't buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't all not want to work. That's not the way it is. Like they can't. They have to have three roommates to live in an apartment.
And jobs that existed that you didn't think could exist doesn't mean that they're not jobs.
Yeah.
Because you don't understand them.
Yeah. I've lived that. Mm-hmm. People, family, like, what do you do?
You're like,
when are you going to get a job?
Well, this is working. Yeah. So I'm going to keep doing this. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, let's do some petty beef.
Okay.
I think it's time for that. Hey, Zach, will you fucking do it?
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
Hey, Zach.
Who's that?
Real quick, I was just, when I was thinking about that, I was like, maybe there's something out there that you could do for a lap time. Something about the gap in social media. You know, like when you, like an age gap. To show, like really break down what a person this age versus a person this age grew up with.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's something fun that you could explore in there.
I'd be happy to look.
I like that.
I like it too.
Just because it's such a massive gap between two generations.
A lot has happened quickly.
Mm-hmm. It feels like the Elvis generation and the generation before, that cleavage between two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad where the parents are like, I don't understand these kids. And the kids are like, fuck you.
Now I'm just thinking about cleavage.
And those kids were our grandparents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, They were the ones in the 50s doing all they were little rascals in their 50s with their grease hair and their
and air
their,
humping stuff
and their hot rods and stuff and
cigarettes in their sleeves.
Yeah, and that's the greatest generation. They're all and they're all, you know,
yeah,
can't do wrong. Anyway,
all right. So what do we have for petty beef, Bray guy? What are we doing
here? Let's see here. Hello, dads. I have an ultimatum. So this petty beef is old.
Okay.
And it's we've since got an answer to this.
Right.
But maybe it's still be still fun something to explore because other people have gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have an ultimatum. And so this is in the past. I'm thinking of telling my long-term boyfriend, and I want to know if it's fair. We've been together for over 6 years and living together nearly the whole time. It's been great, and we have talked about getting married several times, and I know it's in the future. I'm getting antsy, though, and with Christmas coming up, I made a vague comment about the only gift I want is a proposal.
just in passing? Over a bowl of cereal? Just like,
we went for Christmas this year.
I don't know. A proposal?
Wedding ring or something?
Slam some more Fruity Pebbles in your mouth or whatever? It'd be probably cool if you like proposed me or whatever. Yeah, what?
Got married or whatever.
What? Yeah, just a super laid back.
No, nah, you'll shoot your eye out, dude.
Yeah.
He's been paying off debt, which is why he hasn't proposed thus far. But now I believe he has enough debt paid down. I know it's a possibility that he does propose this Christmas, but I've gotten a lot of my hopes up before. It's not a huge deal, but I'm tired of waiting and wondering.
Mm-hmm.
We're both in our 30s. Now the sexual part. He's an ass man.
All right.
Although we have regular sex on a normal basis, he likes anal sometimes. It's kind of a pain in the ass, quite literally for me, though. I do it because I know he loves it, but I could say no. It hurts a lot, even with lube, and I just don't get much enjoyment for myself from it. It hurts too much for any other stimulation to help me.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just too focused on the pain of it and to relax enough for the stimulation to help. So I'm wondering if I should give him the ultimatum of no more anal sex until I get a ring.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you want the butt, then you got to put a ring on it.
Put an O-ring on it.
I'm tired of not having a great time during anal, and also tired of not having a ring on my finger. At least if we do anal, I'd be happier knowing I have a ring finally.
It's such a fun inside track to.
Yeah. I just want that ring.
One girl's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can do whatever you want back there. Just give me a fucking ring.
Just the whole time you're getting plowed in the ass, you're just looking at your
finger.
You're like, God, man.
You've got rings on all fingers except for that one.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, it could be a little bigger.
Yeah.
Could be a little bigger.
Could be a little bigger.
But this pounding I'm taking, I wish this was at least another carrot or so.
Like, I don't know if this thing's going to bounce back or not. I need another carrot.
Another carrot.
Carrot or two.
Yeah.
At least happy knowing a ring. I kind of feel like I'm getting shafted, literally and figuratively, because I do everything for him and still don't have the title of fiancé. I should note he does a lot for me as is, and definitely not a bad boyfriend at all. However, I feel like I deserve to be a fiancé, a wife, and I'm wondering if he needs some little push to me to buy a ring, or else I worry we would stay together but not engage for years to come. I love him too much to ever end it over that fact, but I just want a ring and to have a concrete knowledge of that a relationship is going somewhere,
that we
will get married. Is that so hard to ask for? Mm-hmm. Love your daughter, Kayla.
Kayla. Oh, that is a fun thought. Because like being on the on the guy side of it, I don't like. You don't think about it. Like when you're getting married, I would bet whatever percentage. I would say 99% of guys propose and get married because the girl wants it.
Yeah.
Like the guy would. He's like, what's the big? I love you. Like I'm not going anywhere. I just redid the bathroom. Like, and those guys put the cabinets in. I'm not fucking leaving. Like, why is it such a big deal? And a lot of women like Kayla have this mindset where it's like, just show me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, show me you're not just going to fucking bounce one day and that there's a future here and put a ring on this finger and keep plowing my ass.
Yeah. You can plow anything you want, but just give me that ring.
Both sides of the golf course are open as long as I have a ring.
You can do all play 18 holes, 36 holes. I don't care.
Imagine bringing up this proposal though, like in real time. Be like, here's the thing, honey. And he, yeah, what's going on, babe? You know, if you don't get me a ring, you can no longer plow my ass. And he goes, that's cool. Your pussy's sweet. And then she's like, what? He goes, I'll just fuck your pussy then.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, we only do anal ever occasionally, so yeah, that's fine.
So I'm fine. I'll just don't do that, and then I'll just won't buy the ring. Okay. All right. I love you. Love you, too.
I guess
like, we'll... you can't bounce. I don't know how you would bounce back from that.
Yeah. Well, you don't get this puss then, either. Oh. No, that you can't do that. You already...
It's just too...
You put the butt off limits. You can't do that.
Yeah. You can't put the goalie in both holes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You only have one goalie.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull the goalie,
yeah,
that, but it's still a goalie.
We know how that goes, yeah.
It's interesting to think, well, there's a couple different things here. Anytime you hold something hostage in a relationship, I think it's funny.
I think it's never going to end well.
Yeah. But, and now another thing, maybe she's just likes things old fashioned, but like, why can't she propose?
Like, she could hide a ring in her butthole.
Mm-hmm. And then he's going away, and then he pulls his dick out.
His dick out, there's a ring on it?
Yeah.
She turns around, she goes, I do.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's just like, what?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Can you imagine just fucking, and you're like, ow, ow. And you pull your dick out, and it's just a ring wedged around the tip of your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just turns around with a smirk on her face. Do you have something to say, honey? And he's like, I don't know, will you marry me? She goes, yes. And he just pulls the ring right off your dick.
Yeah, puts on her finger, and then her family comes in.
She's on FaceTime with her family as you're fucking her ass.
Yeah.
He said yes.
Yeah.
How'd he do it? Well,
yeah.
more me than him. But what I did is I put the ring in my asshole. And then he fucked it, and his dick had the ring on it, and I took it back off.
It was like David.
It was so cute.
Yeah, it was so yeah, what's your proposal story? How'd you guys do it?
It's kind of cliche.
It's pretty cliche, but I put cliche, a ring in my butthole.
And I told him to fuck it until the ring went on his dick, and I took it back off, and we talked about it. And
girl's got to get her ring, right?
I do.
So we have an update to this, right?
Yeah, he proposed.
Yeah, when did he do it?
I think it was over Christmas.
Yeah.
And without having to hold the butthole hostage.
Right, yay. So he still gets the butthole now.
Yeah, he's fucking all the holes.
But I guess, so I was wondering was...
I would have a hard time fucking a butthole if she didn't like it.
Yeah, so what I was going to say was like, if you, all you've done really now is secured the butthole for longer. Like
you're going to get sick of it. Yeah, if you don't like it, you don't like it. And I get doing things that you don't like because you know your partner likes it. Like, that is fine. Like, that's part of it, too. Like, giving. And I like that.
But there's giving. Like, I could give my mouth or my hand, but giving you my butthole?
Wait, what?
Because you're still getting pounded.
I'm just picturing their wedding vows now.
Yeah. I promise to only...
I promise to allow you to pound my ass. And then the grandma's like, have you heard their wedding story? Did you hear how she proposed? I'll tell you after the ceremony. It's so fun. It's so cute.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
It's just how grandpa proposed to me.
Yeah, it's a family tradition.
It's a family tradition.
Of hiding rings in your butthole.
Goes back to the...
It started over Easter. And just kind of became a family thing for a bit.
That's how Easter started?
Yeah, sure. I'm just picturing Jesus with a ring in his butthole, and everyone's so confused. It makes about as much sense as Easter, so that's
he
cool.
Comes out of the hole. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Cock ring! What?
He is risen.
He is risen, and it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts a lot. It
hurts a ton.
If this you thing, could go down, that would help.
This thing is tiny. Yeah, he proposed, and I don't think they had to have the hostage butthole talk to get there. But yeah, going back... Yeah, I would just have a hard time being like, this is, come on, babe, this is for me. And just knowing that the person you're sticking...
But maybe he doesn't, maybe she hasn't said anything.
Because
I can't imagine saying, I don't...
sit with it.
I can't imagine being like, someone being like, you know, it really, I don't get any enjoyment. It hurts when you fuck my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right,
flip over. Too bad.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Flip over.
Too bad, will you marry me? What?
Yeah, okay, I get to fuck your butt more.
Okay, cool. You take this ring and give me your butthole.
Yeah, with this ring, I'd be wed and pound
and
your butt.
And come in your butthole. It's just, yeah, it's a weird...
Ring, I come in your butthole.
I'm glad that they didn't have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that it would have...
Congratulations, you two!
Woo! Our kids are getting married.
Yay.
All right, should we move off to...
I can't wait to see what the honeymoon looks like.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the sheets. You know what I mean. All right, next thing, Zach!
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, so this is good news?
Yeah, this is really good news. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love good news.
This guy is called the Bike Whisperer.
All right.
Bike Whisperer Vigilante who finds stolen bikes and helps reform thieves.
Okay.
In the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik, local bus driver and self-confessed bike nerd, Bjartmar Leason has become a local hero by helping to return hundreds of stolen bikes. On top of his noble act, he has helped the bike thieves to reform these bike thieves in the process.
I'm going to assume that you're a nerd of some sort if your first name is Bjartmar.
Yeah, Bjartmar. That can't be how it's pronounced, Bajart, right?
No.
Short.
What's that?
It goes by Bajart. For yeah, short.
Bajart?
My name is Bajart Bar, but my friends call me Bajart.
Call me Jart. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, just call me Jart.
That's cool.
Bjart.
Bjart, yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, in 2019, Bajart noticed a stark rise in bike thefts in Reykjavik. Rather than accept that the bikes were gone forever, he decided to take matters into his own hands and started to track down the bikes and return them to the rightful owners.
Nice.
The 44-year-old has helped return hundreds of bikes over the past 4 years and developed a reputation amongst the cyclist community and even potential bike thieves as the Bike Whisperer. His Facebook page has more than 14,500 members.
That's cool.
And helps people track down. So in that group, they tracks down lost bikes.
Mm-hmm.
This page extends to people who have lost tools, cars, and other items of value.
Man. Just having your Bajart Bike Whisperer.
Yeah.
I can see it now on like TLC.
Mm.
Like some reality TV show.
Yeah, like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Bajart!
Bajart Bike Whisperer.
Bajart the Bike Whisperer.
Ding, ding.
Ahooga!
Yeah.
A little gear noise.
That, yeah.
See, Bajart.
That needs to be a show. Like, it's like the repo show. Or...
He's sneaking in, grabbing them, and just pedaling so fast out of driveways.
Yeah, like guys that repo cars.
Go, Bajart! All the kids are cheering.
Go, Bajart, go.
Go, Bajart, go.
Go, Bajart, go. However, over time, initially would confront the thieves with anger and indignation.
Hmm.
However, over time, he realized that the vast majority of the thefts were driven out of addictions and other issues. He went from feeling negativity towards the thieves to developing empathy for their situations. I was very angry. They were angry. It was very rough at first, but when I started to think, okay, it doesn't matter. I can scream until I'm blue in the face. Nothing's going to change. So I decided to try to level with them and just talk to them.
But this is someone's bike, dude. This is someone's bike. Can't just take their bike. And they're like, well, Bajart, no one's ever said it like that.
Yeah.
Sorry. No one's ever said it quite like you.
I think that takes a good dude to, because at first you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? These things belong to someone else. And then just to realize like, all right, like maybe they're doing this just because they need to get around because they don't have anything. And to be able to like make that transition into like then full on helping him,
mm-hmm.
helping him figure out better ways to steal bikes.
He's like, listen, here's what you need to do.
Some less violence.
Well, way to go, Bajart.
Yeah.
Proud of you. Some goodness in the world.
He's got a good.
Good heart.
Heart.
Yeah.
Jart.
Got a good heart.
That's what I was trying to do.
All right. Something found on the internet.
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome. And I remember this coming into our email at heyguys@candydontpodcast.com, but I don't remember who sent it in. Do you remember off the top of your head?
I don't.
But it's a goose head and neck dick dildo.
It's a gay sex dildo. I mean, I guess
I'm sure it could go in any butt.
It's the goose anal invader.
It's fucking sweet. I love the web. The website's just good head.
What? And it was shaped like a penis.
Oh, man.
I just realized that.
But yeah, it's, I mean, for only $60, you can have this shoop, this shaped like a goose head and neck monster sex toy that's a perfect shape for anal play. Generously lube the pointed tip for easy entry. Measures a whopping 15 inches long with a 2.75 inch width head and 2 inch wide neck. When you're describing a dildo with a neck.
Yeah.
Like and you chin. You know you've graduated to the next sex toy.
So I,
how big's the neck on my on my fucking butt plug? How big's the neck?
There I went through some of these reviews mm-hmm. and they were like, a lot of people said, like, if you can get past the head, it's heaven after that. Like, if you can get the head in to the neck, then you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, so I figured, man. I just figured it was good for the kids. I do like this top review here, though. Mm-hmm. This anal sex toy is truly amazing. I purchased a great number of items over the years for the purpose of screwing my asshole as deep as possible, and it has been great fun. This bad boy is huge, and I love it. With liberal lubrication, I managed to shove it 10 inches on the first try, which was thrilling to say the least. Further tries have been marginal. I've taken a fence post with ease, and I'm determined to obtain the same result with the goose. I love taking these long, thick dicks up my bowels. Your products are the greatest of for pleasuring me. Go long and thicker.
Let's not glaze over the fence post.
Yes. I know.
You're like, no. Go backwards, because the fence post is way bigger than this gooseneck dick.
Well, not all posts are.
I guess that's true.
Like a metal post. Mm-hmm.
This thing is huge and takes a little warm up to take the head in, but God, is it worth it? The feeling I get when I have it deep in my ass is indescribable, better than any other toy I've ever had. Simply the best.
Simply the best. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. They miss an opportunity to put a little like honk effect inside of the dildo, because that would have been fucking awesome.
Yeah, just last one. Received mine today, and I couldn't wait to get started. Took about 15 minutes to get over the head, and there was no let up.
Okay.
Only got it halfway down. Only one big drawback. The shaft was too soft. It had to be supported with your hands. All in all, I was very well pleased with the goose, and I recommend it. If you are into oversized toys, I never thought I'd be able to take anything that wide. Bring on the next size.
Fucking graduate. Just graduating. Mm. Like, what's big? Like, what's next? Gooseneck. Fucked it.
What's next?
What's next? Good head. You got another
mallard?
you got a flamingo? Fucking, yeah, you got a flamingo head I can shove in my ass?
Or an ostrich?
Oh, Jesus. I have the worst hiccups right
now. Yeah, you
do. Sorry about that. It took me a long time to be able to take this dildo, but because of this dildo, I can say with confidence it helped me take my first smaller fist.
Yeah, that's a free up, that one.
Hell yeah. What a ride!
Well, you think you'd someone be ostrich-sized? Ostracized?
Ostracized.
I'll bet it's ostrich-sized.
If you can get it in, it's heaven. It was just amazing. I loved it so much. Would highly recommend. Yeah. I just love people in comment sections on Goose Dildo being like, just go. Just shove this monster in your fucking ass and live your life, buddy. fucking hiccups! Okay. Let's move on and hear from our kids.
Okay.
Okay. Zach! Hey, you
guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Oh, man. Nice one to shove a goose in my asshole.
Mm.
All right. You want to take the first one?
Sure.
Or you want me to? Okay, go ahead.
Our first email is sent in by our little kiddo, Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Hey, daddies. It's your mentally ill offspring, Blake. Okay. For one, I'm 16, and I've been listening to y'all's podcast since the podcast that Joe Horsecock did before this one. Yep, I've had access to all the internet since I was 12. So there you go. Perfect example.
Right. Just glad you're here.
So my mind is riddled with dirty jokes, fingerless leather gloves, and sexy geese.
Nice.
I currently live in a residential hospital, kind of like a long-term psych ward, but a ton more chill, and a ton of crazy shit happens.
Fucking bet.
At the res, I'm assuming that's like
must be the name, the nickname for the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. At the res, we are not allowed to have our phones and personal devices. So a lot of people get really, really mad. So when I read this email, it made, because I was thinking about the nomophobia. I'm like, oh shit, this is a perfect example of someone with nomophobia. I've seen multiple windows smashed, holes punched in walls, and the funniest, a door get fully ripped off its hinges. When that was happening, I was sitting at the end of the hallway calling my boyfriend, a dude, let's call him Mike, because he's usually the sweetest guy. Mike is not a giant dude. I think probably Joe-sized.
Hey.
Like cock-wise or?
Something just whatever.
Short-wise.
Me.
There is a room that we are not allowed into because Sharp's important info and personal devices are stored there. And he was trying to sneak in there to get in there to get his phone to a wall.
AWOL?
Mm. He was going to go AWOL maybe?
Maybe.
Staff grabbed him, trying to restrain him. Another staff was trying to push him back, and he said...
Something along the lines of,
I'm going to fucking curb stomp your head if you don't get the fuck out of here right now.
Jeez.
Oh, God. That's cool. And trust me, this is one of the best reses in California, so staff never speak like this, especially with other kids around. He was promptly fired, and so was the other staff holding him back, because laying hands on a child is very not allowed. Kids are there, very traumatized over stuff like that, including me. I just sat in the end of the hallway watching this unfold, hysterically laughing. I don't know why it was so funny to me, but it was. People were either staring, laughing, crying, or clapping and whooping with joy. Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm just picturing like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Oh, yeah. This is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Another really funny time was I was in the psych ward. We were walking to the cafeteria, and in my ward got into a fucking fight with a crypt. Police came in, and everyone except me and my friends sitting in the corner, scared to laugh. The kids end up getting knocked out with booty juice, which hurts like listening to Brian read aloud.
Oh, getting a stab from a 16-year-old, dude.
Kidding, a 16-year-old in a psych ward just fucking...
just burned you, dude.
Oh. And I looked up booty juice. It's like a basically like a spray that just fucks you up.
Gotcha.
That they apparently want outlawed. But I just want to say you guys honestly saved my life. One time I was about to end it all, about to hang myself. I was able to play music to the end.
I was going to
play music to end it, and your podcast came on. I ended up sitting on the ground crying and laughing. Thank you so much. Whenever I have urges or wanted thoughts, I play Can You Don't, and thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Apologize. This wasn't really funny, but I thought it would make a good joke. Brian, please give me a sexy honk. Please. And Joe, slap those sexy leather gloves together.
Oh, of course, the one show I'm not wearing.
I'll do it.
There you go.
And Zach, please don't be the creepy uncle. I'm begging you.
No promises.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry for long email. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing. Blake. P.S. I'm going to send some fan art suit to the Scat Cave.
Oh, great. Blake, looking forward to it. That's fun. Blake, yeah, that is funny. I can picture the whole scene. And when you're in there, like, you're looking for some fucking entertainment. Mm. And right there, someone trying to grab their phone and then being yelled they're going to get curb stomped.
Do you remember I remember like elementary school, there was a couple of kids that were like the troublemakers in school,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be out in recess, or sometimes they'd be in their classroom,
mm-hmm.
and then the teacher would be like, you know, whoever name, you need to do this. And they're like, no, I'm like, fuck you. And you're like, oh shit.
Here we go.
All the kids. And like the kid would get up, like throw chairs and like punch teachers. But you were like, this is awesome.
But I'm so glad I came to school today.
Not a cell phone. In the place, just people enjoying the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. No one filming it, just sitting there enjoying it in the moment.
Yeah. Well, we love you, Blake. Glad you listened to the show. Glad to have you part of the community. Our second email was sent in by our dog-loving daughter, Angela. Hello, Joe and Brian. Daughter Angela here from the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. I actually have a pretty fun story about my time in Leavenworth, Washington last year.
Woo, woo.
My childhood friend Jackie moved to Washington a few years ago. I hadn't really done much traveling either, or much traveling ever, so I went to visit her. She knows I like little breweries and whatnot, and my trip happened to line up with Oktoberfest out there.
Woo, it's wild.
I know, I was in town for Oktoberfest this year. It was wild. So we made the trip. It was an extremely fun time. Her boyfriend drove us, and we got drunk. Well, we were sitting there, and this dog starts running through the town. No owner in sight. So Jackie and I, being the animal lovers that we are, started trying to catch the dog. It was running back and forth on the street, running through the crowds. The police were even chasing it at one point. Like, we went into the gas station and spent a ridiculous price on treats and jerky to try and, sorry, to try and lure it to us so we could make sure it didn't get hit by any of the traffic. Honestly, last picture of the Benny Hill chase music and two, honestly, just picture the Benny Hill chase music. And two adult, slightly inebriated women running after a dog all through Leavenworth. Her boyfriend convinces us after an hour and a half of chasing the dog. That's a long time to be trying to chase the dog. That we really did give it our best effort, and we'd be heartbroken if we were to see it get hit. So best just call it quits. We're about to get into her vehicle, and the dog just walks right after her. We see this older couple approaching the dog, so she asks if it's theirs. They say yes. So she goes on this mini tirade about how the dog got out and was running through the town and was very close to getting hit a few times, and about how we tried to lure it to us with some treats. The man angrily says, "You fed her? She could get sick." To which Jackie responded, "It's better than dead on the road." Anyways, they stopped talking to us pretty much immediately. I guess that's not a super funny story, but damn, do I miss the West Coast, and hopefully you get a kick out of your daughters running through traffic to save some unknown dog. Sorry if Daddy Brian reads this. I know it's a lot.
I just have to say,
sorry about the hiccups, everybody. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I just have to say, for the people wondering, like, oh, sorry if Daddy Brian reads this. Like, come on, Joe's over here.
Yeah, at least I can read.
That's true.
So there's that. Even with hiccups,
I fucking still read gooder.
Fucking pulling through, baby.
I love that. That you like. That would be so frustrating. You spent an hour and a half out of your day, money buying treats, all this kind of stuff, and then you find the people, and you're like, "Why did you do that? Well, you could have made him sick. Like, fuck you, dude. You could have got hit by a car. Right. I'm trying to rein in your dog, and you're getting mad at me.
Just so ungrateful.
It's like pulling somebody from a car, and then they get paralyzed, but their car was going to explode. Sorry, saved your life.
Or like just some off the cuff thing. You're like, we didn't know what her name was. So we were calling her Sausage. And like, well, her name is Brenda.
She doesn't like to be called Sausage.
Doesn't like to be called Sausage. That was her name before we got her from the kill shelter. And you're like, oh, okay.
She knows that name. She does not like
it. She hates it. You've really upset her. You're lucky she's not crying. And you're like, just take your dog and get the fuck out of my face. Get out. Get out of here.
Get out. I know exactly what gas station she's talking about, too.
Me too.
Right in the corner there. Yeah. We, many times, one time we were drinking really late. We were the last ones walking around town Leavenworth. Like, everyone had gone home.
That is late.
And
and on a weekend?
Our other buddy, Zach, was, he got Spam. I'd never even seen anybody eat Spam before. He was drunk, got Spam, and we're proceeding, just throwing Spam in the middle of the street. Everyone's gone. It's just us, like a group of five dudes, just like seeing how far we could throw Spam.
Just spamming
in the middle of the street.
Spamming the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Spam is good. Oh man, I want to deep fry.
He's like dipping chips in it and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck?
I want to deep fry some Spam right now, baby.
Yeah. Leavenworth's a funny place.
Yeah. If you're in this area, you end up in Washington, dude.
Go visit
goofy.
The goats.
It is so goofy. Fucking Shrek Town, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All the font is the Shrek font from all the movies. It's ridiculous. Well, that's episode 84. Us and my hiccups are going to venture over into the bonus stuff. And if you want to hear that, you can. You just got to sign up and support us on Patreon. You'll find a link in the episode description, or you can go directly to patreon.com/candydontpodcast. We've got Instagram, we got Facebook, got the YouTube versions. If you have the video side of our show, you can go do it there. And then something you want to see on the show, we mentioned it last week, but we are recording way in advance because of some upcoming trips. So we're going to be burning through content. So please send stuff in, stories, confessions, all that stuff to heyguys@candydontpodcast.com. And continuing to get all the emails in of everyone jumping over and checking out the Scatcast universe. So thank you guys for doing that. We love Uncle Zach.
Yay.
And he puts so much work into everything he's doing over there. So go to scatcast.com. That is scat with a K.
Scat cards, cards, cards.
Cards, 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 cards.
Get your cards.
Get Pick your cards,
any card.
And then thanks to the babysitters, all of you that run the Can You Don't Playground Facebook page. We truly appreciate you.
And send in the stuff for the K still.
What's the last one was?
Send in the stuff for the cave still.
Yeah, keep sending that. We have the physical. I know people have been writing in about doing some fan art. That's awesome. You'll find a link to the P.O. box to send stuff in right there in the episode description. All right, you ready to wrap this shit up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zachy.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, Joe.
What?
Ready for this shit?
That was a fake one. Could you tell?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think swimming with sharks is expensive?
Yeah.
Swimming with sharks cost me an arm and a leg. Oh, I love how that's phrased. Like it's just a normal. You think swimming with sharks is expensive? Right.
I'm picturing someone giving a shark tour on a boat and they're missing an arm and a leg.
Mm.
And they're telling you how to be safe.
Don't.
They're laying down on the bottom of the boat, the hull. Is that what it's called?
The hull.
The hull. And they're laying down. And they're missing an arm and a leg. Like, all right, everyone, get over here for safety instructions.
Everybody head to the hole for
safety briefing.
Yeah.
And you go over there and it's just like a pirate looking dude with one wooden leg and a missing leg and missing an arm. And he's like, okay, so here's what you're going to want to do.
You scallywags.
Do not stick your legs or your arms outside of the cage. And you're just like, yeah. Is that what you did? That's what I did.
But you know, he's got a guy like that would have a bunch of puns and a bunch of funny jokes about how his, he would make this joke. The guy.
He's like, I know it sounds expensive to come out here, $250 to get in the water with some sharks.
I mean,
$250 is nothing. Someone sharks cost me an arm and a leg. And he wiggles the stump a little bit.
Yeah, and then the crowd's like,
oh, jeez. This pirate Jim is so funny. Oh, good stuff.
He's on a cruise. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the comedian on a cruise.
A comedian that just lays on the stage? Because he got all his limbs chomped off by a shark, and he just lays there and has a microphone resting, like taped to his face.
And he's like, "What do you call a guy that doesn't have any arms and legs floating in the ocean?"
Pirate Jim. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Bob.
That's right. You got it.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out. Be here tomorrow night. Tip your waitresses. And he gets like,
"I'll be right here. I can't go anywhere.
Literally, I'll be here the whole time you're eating."
So, he's like, oh, thanks, and then doesn't leave the stage. And so
the whole time you're eating,
you go back to eating.
You see your, and like little struggle moves. he's trying to eat some roast. you got a nice roast and mashed potatoes, and then Bob's laying on the stage breathing into a microphone that's taped to his face.
That's the thing. Like, think of any show you've ever been to. Think of a comedy show, whatever, like, or a concert.
A band that doesn't leave.
They're like, thank you. And then they just stay where they're at.
And everyone just puts their instruments down and watches you leave. Just staring you down, not saying anything.
That's such a weird concept because the stage always clears, then people file out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just didn't leave and they were still, like the comedian's like, thank you, you've been a terrific audience.
A terrific audience, blah, 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 blah. See you guys next week. He puts the microphone back on the stand and he just folds his arms and stares. He's like, is he doing more jokes?
Yeah, is this like a weird encore? What's going on?
What the fuck is happening right now? All right, let's jump off to the bonus stuff.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Zach?
Jump off the plank.
End this shit.